This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. United States Senator Michael Bennett's in Northwest Colorado today. He's meeting with Moffat County Commissioners, local business leaders, and other local officials in Craig. He'll be in Steamboat Springs at Mountain Tap Brewery this evening. On Tuesday, he's meeting with some ranchers in Grand County. The 106th annual Moffat County Fair gets going this week. A lot of the fun really starts tomorrow. The dog show is in the morning. Also Tuesday evening, Smokey Bear's birthday celebration and public safety night is from 4 to 6. The Craig Roping Club jackpot is at 6, and the fun's all happening at the Moffat County Fairgrounds in Craig. Hayden Schools, they're hiring. The district is holding interviews for all open positions pretty much all day today until 7 o'clock. This is for paraprofessionals and teachers. The town of Yampa is having a school supply drive to benefit students in South Route. Drop off new or gently used supplies at Crossins between 8 and 4, Monday through Friday, or you can drop off supplies at any South Route school. A list of what is needed is on the community calendar on our website. Entry into all Colorado state parks is free today to celebrate Colorado's 148th birthday. Those state parks in our area are Yampa River State Park, Stagecoach, Pearl Lake, Steamboat Lake, and Elkhead Reservoir. Seminars at Steamboat tonight at 5:30 at Strings Pavilion. Tonight's speaker is Robert Daly, the director of the Kissinger Institute on China and the United States in Washington, D.C. He'll discuss confronting an increasingly aggressive China. All seminars are nonpartisan and free, 5:30 tonight at Strings. Opera Steamboat's hosting a youth opera camp. It's for kids ages 9 to 11 in the mornings this week at the Depot Arts Center. The camp is a collaboration with Young at Art Summer Creativity Camps by Steamboat Creates. Check with the Community Ag Alliance before heading over there. They're moving to their new location at 3511th Street in Steamboat Springs. They'll now be called Yampa Valley Foods, hoping to be reopening today. The routes have been announced for the Steamboat Gravel Ride August 18th. Pictures are on the Steamboat Gravel website. The black course is the longest at just over 125 miles, part of it very remote, County Road 56. They're calling it Wahooligan Pass. The big climb's 5 miles long with 1,200 feet in climbing, over 8,200 feet in elevation, over a difficult section of County Road 56. Here's race founder Amy Charity.
This climb up Wolf Mountain will define the black course race. Gaining over 1,200 feet in about 5 miles, this seldom ridden ascent will hit early and could determine the outcome of the race and the final podium positions. Be forewarned, this section is a far cry from the champagne gravel that SBT gravel is famous for, and will have steep technical spots and sections of considerable chunkiness.
The blue course is 99 miles, 84% of it gravel, start times at 8 o'clock on that Sunday. The red course is just over 56 miles on the south side of Route County towards Oak Creek. The green course, 37 miles long. The website page that announced the routes asks that those wanting to pre-ride the course respect the rural residents in the area. The Emerald Mountain Epic this weekend on Emerald Mountain at Howlison Hill. To be king or queen of the boat, you had to mountain bike 52 miles on Saturday and run a marathon on Sunday. This year's king of the boat again, Andrew Farney, who grew up here in Steamboat.
It was a fun weekend of racing. Got it last year, so I had to come back and defend the title, but super happy.
The queen of the boat, Amelia Shea from Wheat Ridge. The event benefits Route County Riders and Partners for Youth. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.